From Bio 2006, I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I attended the U.S. Grains Council and Illinois Corn Growers media reception, actually international media reception. I'm speaking with Ray Deffenbaugh, who is president, CEO, and chairman of Big River Resources, LLC, and Cooperative. And Ray, before we get started here, tell me a little bit about the organization itself.
Our company is a joint venture. It's producer-owned for the most part, and it's cooperatively owned between a co-op of around 600 farmers, and then there are a few LLC investors that were primarily associated with the building of the plant produced some of the technology and the building design that went into it. For the most part, we're producer-owned.
What kind of message did you want to convey to these journalists who are here from actually all over the world?
Well, I think the important thing is that the world is changing as we know it, and we're addressing old problems in new ways, and biotechnology is one of those ways. And as it pertains particularly to our company on ethanol, there's a bright future ahead on the technology that can be discovered for improving and making our product more competitive in the industry. Not only changing the starch content of the corn, but the fermenting time and utilization of enzymes and starches and so forth.
Well, I know you're on the board of directors for RFA. Can you talk about how this big biotechnology conference here, which is bringing people from all over the world, and how important a role is biotech in this renewable and alternative energy business today?
Well, it's very important because these changes that will come about could take years. There isn't really any magic to them, but it's a matter of speeding up the process. And with that process, as we've discovered in the United States, there is an energy problem that needs to be addressed, and I'm not sure that we have years to address the problem. And that's true all over the world, actually, as more of these third world countries become more industrialized and utilize more energy. We have to come up with new ways of developing and utilizing energy, and the biotechnology fits into that very nicely.
Well, thank you very much, Ray, from Bio 2006 and sponsored by Ray and Kaiser Marketing and Communications. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.